Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
While snow days can mean a welcome break from the day-to-day routine of school for students and a chance to enjoy favorite winter pastimes such as sledding or the occasional snowball fight, this year's inclement weather has cost schools across the region a hefty amount of time. Just to give you some idea of how many days have been missed, Rowan and Mason County have each missed 16 days of school since January. Boyd County has been out for 19 days, and Martin County has lost 21. Cliff Salyers is the director of pupil personnel for Boyd County.
By law, the school districts in Kentucky are required to build in how they would make up the days missed over the last 5 years, the highest days missed. And 5 years ago, we'd missed 19 days, which is the most we'd missed probably in 15 or 20 years. So we had 19 days built in. One day in February, we take President's Day as a makeup day.
After that, schools begin adding days to the end of the year, cannibalizing summer break. This creates complications for parents who may have vacations scheduled during that time, or for teachers who are working on their master's degree. Salyers notes there is a mechanism for schools to protect summer break. If a district misses more than 20 days, it can appeal to the state to have the requirement to make up those days waived.
But if we would miss 21, we could appeal for that one over 20. If we'd miss 25 total, we could appeal for those five. So we're looking at one more day before we would be concerned about, you know, applying for state waiver on any additional days.
However, Craig Grayson, DPP for Martin County Schools, says there's something about the process that can create some confusion.
Yes, that's the way it's been in years past. I read an article in the Lexington Herald that said that the commissioner, and I'll read it here, the Kentucky Board of Education plans to ask lawmakers to file legislation that would allow the commissioner to grant up to 10 disaster days to school districts that have already missed and made up 20 days.
Grayson isn't sure if that means that districts can get 10 free days over the 20 missed, or if districts can take 10 days off if 20 or more are missed. But back in Boyd County, Salyers says there are a few other options if his district misses any more days.
We're right at the cutting edge. Our students' last day is Friday, June the 6th. So another day or so missed would make us start looking at spring break or a Saturday or going into the second week of June.
Schools in Martin County are set to have their last day on June 11th, weather permitting. Don Kissinger with the Rowan County District says those schools have not made any decisions yet on how to amend their calendar.
Oh, yeah, they're looking at the calendar now to see what days that we have. I think we have three days banked, but they haven't made a decision on all that yet. I think they'll be making that decision in the next couple of days.
However, any decision the board makes is subject to change depending on the weather. If this year's winter does not lighten up, students may be studying well into June. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Joshua Grandison.
In the dresses, looks like they're waiting for something. Oh, in the summer, with the cell phones and sandals.